Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Share number 52. There are times where sadness could be appropriate when you're crying over the death of another person, when you care about the suffering of others and your sadness motivates you to help them. Our own emotional experience will sometimes motivate us more if we actually felt sadness in our lives. And that we see someone else sad, we'll be likely more to help him than if we just had an intellectual knowledge of an obligation to help. The actual feeling of that loss and then sensing that if someone else has that will give you a real sincere desire to help that person. Churban Bayis HaMikdash, mourning the loss of the Churban. Also, a certain degree of sadness or mourning, but that sadness or mourning should not depress a person or not prevent them from accomplishing things. That's really what the key is. A mourning done properly is when you appreciate the spiritual growth and when you are going to grow from that experience. If you're not, then there's no point in being sad. Here you're using the sadness as an impetus to grow. And very often, people feel sad when they focus on negative things, and our own thoughts sometimes generate these feelings of unhappiness that we constantly keep in our minds, this tape recorder of negative self-talk with ourselves. Generally speaking, events cannot make you sad. It's your attitude towards those events that make you sad. And to overcome feelings of sadness, become aware of what you are telling yourself about yourself. About an event, about a series of events, about your life. And then the next step is to change those negative thoughts to more positive ones. And your general mood will become positive as you change the statements you repeat to yourself. The idea is we could learn. We could change the situation. We could focus on something that's more positive. Or try to view the situation in a more positive way. Sometimes writing it down helps. So Zal Kliskin gives an example. Let's say you've missed the bus. Telling yourself repeatedly how awful you have to wait an hour for the next bus will make you feel more sad. But then you have alternatives. You could change the situation by taking a taxi or stop thinking about the bus you missed and start thinking about more pleasant topics or think about something beneficial that you can gain by having missed that bus, such as having an interesting conversation with a person standing next to you. If, let's say, you feel bad about a personal fault or failing, you can, number one, change the situation by improving yourself. Number two, stop thinking about your faults. In case of a fault that you're unable to change, such as not being as intelligent as you would love to be, you accept the level that you're at, or think of something positive that may come from the fault. In other words, for example, if it takes longer for you to understand something, you'll work harder and it'll be more elevated and you'll appreciate it more. Or you'll be more humble about things. Wisdom is needed to discern what is the most appropriate for a given situation. So when you feel sad about something, try to think of some benefits and some mildness for whatever the idea is, and then you'll overcome that sad feeling. What are you telling yourself about this event that's making you feel sad? How could I view the situation differently? How could I view the situation in a more positive light? When you constantly view things as positive, then you will be able to feel good about situations that others needlessly feel bad about. One person once said in a very famous letter, Chanoichev Alexander wrote, "What's the essence of sadness? What's the shayush of sadness? Is a person making a demand. I should acquire such and such. I'm missing this or that." It's always the I, the ego. But once we remove the ego from it, a lot of that heartache goes away. A lot of that sadness goes away. And if you give up your demands for, I have to have more possessions, I have to have more material matters, you'll save yourself from a lot of needless sadness. Because the etzem sadness does not come from lacking possessions. It's your lack of accepting that fact. When you're unable to acquire something, accept that you don't have it. Don't add emotional pain to your practical problem of not having that thing. It's very, very important, you decide. Some people become sad over trivial matters. And other people watching them are wondering why you're so sad. This person has the ability to live his life with feelings of happiness, since he does have indeed what he really needs, but he feels miserable because of a minor, unimportant thing. Such people view that they are missing an extremely important part of their lives, and what they do pales in comparison. And they feel that their life is not worth living without what's presently missing. So since you cause your own unhappiness by telling yourself something is awful or a misfortune, take responsibility for that. Avoid saying, he made me unhappy, or it makes me unhappy. Rather say, I made myself unhappy by telling myself that this should affect me. Remove the negative effect, and I'll bring bracha. And the idea also is, it's normal human nature to feel sad from time to time. But when you do feel sad over a difficult situation, try not to needlessly increase your sadness. Imagine you were fired from a job. There are important practical aspects to this. You're presently without an income. You have a family to support. So what do you think? Keep thinking on practical terms. Of course, daven to Hashem, and then you ask yourself, what can I do to get a new job or to earn money without a formal job? Some people will just repeat in their minds, my boss was unjust for firing me, how belittling it is to be without a job, worries about not finding a job, and we add and pile negativity upon negativity upon negativity. And frequently when a person is sad because of a specific matter, the feelings of sadness are noticeable in his entire being. And a person should keep the effects of his problems in proportion. Chavos Halvavos brings in Shahar Precious, Parak Gimel, that a person should have a save upon the office, a happy facial expression, though inwardly he may feel some sadness. That's a very important aside. And of course, one shouldn't feel guilty about feeling sad. If the sadness comes, don't feel guilty about it. Just realize this is something that I should try to do my best to work on removing. And that will increase the feelings of sadness if you feel I shouldn't be feeling this way. Accept that you feel those feelings and then work towards changing them in a normal, healthy way. Now, what are some potential causes of sadness? Very often, depression and sadness come from arrogance. When an arrogant person suffers misfortune, what's he telling himself? Those things should not be happening to a person like me. A humble man like myself calmly accepts what he's unable to change. And therefore, they would never be needlessly sad. An arrogant person is upset when someone either fails to do something for them that he thinks that they should have done, or whatever someone does, he thinks that they should not have done. Meaning they always have these regrets about what they did. I should have done this, I shouldn't have done that. And to overcome this sadness, a person should stop making demands on other people, especially as regards to demanding the approval of others, to realize that ultimately it makes no practical difference if other people honor you or not. And there's no reason to feel sad about that lack of honor. Very often, a lack of meaningful goals can lead to sadness. If you don't find meaning in what you're doing, you're likely to feel unhappy. To solve this, ask yourself, what goals can you set for yourself that you find meaningful? It doesn't have to be major goals. Even temporary goals would help. Make a list of goals to strive for. Be as specific as possible. And value goals are not very motivating, but write down the major areas in your life and the goals in which each of these areas are present. Your spiritual goals, your interpersonal goals, and your self-improvement goals. Very often a lack of friends can cause unhappiness. And we could tell ourselves how terrible it is we don't have close friends. There's something wrong with me. There's something really off with me, and I'm defective. But that's not the case. You could look at it very differently. So if something could correct the situation, why feel sad? Take action to correct that action. Correct it. And on the other hand, if nothing can be done, then why are you feeling sad? It won't improve anything. It's wiser to accept what cannot be changed. Often when one's sad, a good idea would be is to write it down, express that sadness, and let it out. Sometimes the problem's weighing you down, and you need to ask yourself, oh, give me 10 reasons why I should still be happy despite this negative view of things. And focus on the positive. Use davening to overcome sadness. Talk to Hashem in your own language and ask Him for the strength to cope with this present difficulty, to grow from this present difficulty, whatever the difficulty may be that caused this sadness to come. Every situation and behavior can give us pleasure, and we need to look at every moment in life as an opportunity. And viewing life this way will fill us all with a joy that will dispel all the sadness that we felt before. Bracha v'atzlacha.